The 75th episode of the Hondo Handy Podcast is brought to you by Atlantic General Hospital. AGH has been providing quality health care to the residents of Worcester, Wycombe, and Somerset counties in Maryland and Sussex County in Delaware since 1993. Atlantic General Health System is a network of more than 40 primary care providers and specialists care for the residents and the visitors throughout the region. For more information about Atlantic General Hospital, find them on the web at atlanticgeneral.org. My guest today is Tyler Kaiser. How are you doing today, Tyler?
Doing well. How are you?
Oh, Tyler, it's fantastic to have you back in the area. And glad to have you on here. Tyler, let me tell my listeners a little bit about you before we get started. Tyler grew up in Ocean City, Maryland, and went to Stephen Decatur High School, where he played three varsity sports, soccer, swimming, and lacrosse. For both soccer and lacrosse, he was all Bayside Conference. He went to the regionals for swimming 3 of the 4 years, winning his regionals in his sophomore year with his team. He then continued his education and lacrosse career at Montgomery, Alabama at Huntington College, where his freshman year, they won the conference championship and played in NCAA Division III national tournament. He went back to the conference championships in his sophomore year, where they lost by 1 point. He was all-conference player in his junior and senior year and was the leading scorer on the team in his senior season. He broke the school's all-time calls turnover record before his college career ended. Tyler, congratulations. You had an impressive career.
Thank you.
Tyler, tell my listeners a little bit about you. Maybe, you know, where you grew up and if you played any sports before high school.
So, like Hondo said, I grew up in the Ocean City area. I spent a lot of my youth time at Northside Park, where Hondo was working, actually. So I knew Hondo pretty much when I was I'd say 5 or 6. I don't know. Was young.
So you're telling me my age. Telling me about my age.
Nice. I mean, I was young when I started there. I started with soccer and basketball and any sport they offered, I started. And then everybody else kept growing. I didn't for basketball. I started playing travel when I was probably 9 years old. I started playing travel lacrosse. And I went out to the Salisbury area, and then, you know, I just kept playing from there. Once I got into high school, it was pretty much just high school sports.
So Tyler, were there one or two people that encouraged you to play sports when you were young?
Definitely my mom. She kept us active from the time we could walk on. She didn't want us sitting around the house, so anything we could do, she would sign us up for it, put us into it. And, you know, if we liked it, we liked it. If not, we went and looked somewhere else.
That included your brother, right?
That did. He definitely wasn't on the team sports side, but he was really into swimming. And I think he ran track for a year. I don't know.
Okay. And Tyler, do you have any sports memory that you would like to share? Your favorite sports memory? When you were young?
Sports memory when I was young. Oh, gosh.
I know you had a lot of them.
That's not, I'm trying to think. There was one. We were playing in the beach lacrosse tournament when I was, I believe, I was probably just turning into, like, right before my teen year, so probably U11 lacrosse. We were actually in the finals. And they were playing right by our house. So right after the game, which we ended up winning, we all came over to the pool. And, like, the entire team came and just kind of, like, had a whole, like, impromptu pool party. And it was just a super fun time.
Hey, well, you said you were did the travel team. Who are your coaches?
My coaches? Oh, man.
I'm sure you might have had more than one.
You got a list? I need like a sheet of paper or something. No.
Who was your last? Go ahead.
a couple of the ones that are still around this area, I had Greg LaFrance. Both his sons went to Y High.
Okay.
John Monar, his son went to Parkside. And then Mike Ingley, his sons also went to Parkside. Matt McGinnis, he's the AD at Worcester Prep.
Right, right.
And that's just a couple for lacrosse. For soccer, I had John Lightgeb. His son also grew up with me.
Okay, yes.
And I didn't really do much travel swimming because that was during summer lacrosse season.
You're too busy. So you moved on to Steve Nicator High School. And what sports did you play there again?
Soccer, swimming, and lacrosse all 4 years.
And who were your coaches there?
For soccer, I had Jamie Greenwood. He's still the head coach for the soccer team.
Oh, right, right, right.
Swimming, this changed a couple times. First, it was Damian Sanzotti. Okay. I believe he used to teach at BIS. I don't know if he still is there or not.
Okay.
And then it was, I can't remember her name, but she was a history teacher at the high school.
Okay.
And so, then lacrosse was Spunky.
Yes.
The owner of the Real Inn.
Right, right. So your senior year at lacrosse at Steve Nicator, were you the team captain?
I was the team captain, yes, my senior year.
Okay. And, of course, you made all first team Bayside, and it looked like it was for defense.
Yeah, I played defense from my sophomore year in high school. So for a lacrosse, little background, I grew up playing attack and offense, and then in high school, I switched over and started playing long pole and defense.
Wow. So after high school, you decided to attend Huntington College in Alabama. Was Huntington your first choice, or were you considering other colleges before you made your decision?
I was considering a couple. I was considering St. Vincent's up near Pittsburgh.
Okay.
It really came down to St. Vincent and Huntington, but I chose Huntington because I wanted to be in more warm weather. I was a little tired of the cold.
Well, Alabama is certainly warm.
That's true.
What was the transition like from high school to college? Especially with lacrosse.
I mean, honestly, it wasn't that hard. The team pretty much took me in and just, brought me right into, their little family. We pretty much, all the lacrosse players lived together. We all ate together. We all had practice together, study hall. So it wasn't that hard for me to move, 900 miles away, seeing as...
It was a long ways.
I had all those people right there, and it was just like the little family atmosphere that you get in Ocean City in the winter.
Well, how about just the adjustment to college itself, whatever everything else, not including sports?
It was a little hard. My first year, it was definitely a little hard, just trying to get into the flow of college classes. Luckily, right. I did the dual enrollment that Stephen Decatur's offered. Uh-huh. So I was at Warwick for half of my day on my senior year, taking a couple of their classes. So I got a couple of my general education classes out of the way and got a feel for it before I was really away from home.
Well, that's amazing. I like that opportunity that you have there in high school, especially Steve Decatur, to go to Warwick and still be at high school and get some of your classes done before you start. Mm-hmm. Well, it looked like you did a great job at Huntington. You were there for 4 years, right?
Yep, all 4 years. I had the chance to play, I think, 2 more years with the, the COVID NCAA rules. But
all right, right, right.
I was ready to get to the next part of my life.
Well, it looks like you did a good job there. It looks like you were on the dean's list pretty much the whole time you were there, and started on the lacrosse team there at Huntington for 4 years. That's amazing. And then we mentioned the conference. You won the USA South All Conference Championship in 2018. Was that your first year?
Yep, it was my freshman year. We won the conference championship.
Wow. And then you were named the USA South All Conference first team, a defensive player, and 2019 and held Huntington to second place, finishing the conference.
Yep, that was a rough loss. You know, 1 point in the last couple minutes was a little rough.
Mm. Well, you carried on your leadership role. It looks like you were the captain of your junior and senior years there.
Yep, I was captain both my junior and senior year at Huntington, which it was integral for captains to really step up. Well, the last couple of years, we went through a couple of coaching turnovers. I think we went through 4 or 5 head coaches in a year long period of time.
Well, I'm certainly proud of you. You know, your last year there, you're named All-Conference midfielder in 2021. But what I really am impressed with, Tyler, is that you were named the USA South Conference All-Sportsmanship Team to the Sportsmanship Team in 2021.
Yeah, so that was definitely something I was proud to be a part of. To see, you know, that it's the other coaches that pick those. So the fact that
that's great.
Brought up really meant a lot.
Yes, it does. You know, I love that sportsmanship. And then while you're at Huntington, you have the school record for college turnovers.
I did. My senior year, I beat it by one turnover.
So they got you got that record there, huh?
Yep.
You're in the record book. Sounds good. Hey, Tyler, you played 4 different positions, as you mentioned, in high school. And you played 4 different positions in college, too?
Yeah, I did. I played close defense. I played long stick midfielder. I played face-off. And I did offensive midfielder in my last year.
And I'm sure that COVID, it was hard for your coach to let you go. I'm sure he wanted you back.
Yeah, they were definitely asking about me to come back for a while until – I think I made it pretty clear that I was ready to
move on. I got you. Now, Tyler, what was your major? What was your degree in?
I have a my major was sports management.
Okay. While you're in Alabama, I don't know if it was after you graduated or while you were in school, you had a position that you were working with kids.
I did. I had a couple. I was a soccer coach for a soccer organization down there. It's called Barber Elite Soccer.
Okay.
Great people. You know, they really took me in. They kind of, you know, made it easy for me to kind of get into their organization. And then I also worked with the U.S. Air Force Child and Youth Services on Gunner Air Force Base.
Oh, wow. What was that experience like?
It was definitely interesting. It was a little bit different than stuff I've done before.
Okay.
We were we had to make like plans for the kids, but I was there for like their summer camp. It was a little bit easier.
Okay. Tyler, tell me how sports has, you know, impacted your life. What has it meant to you?
Sports to me were really everything. I mean, growing up, that's pretty much all me and my friends would do. Playing outside, you know, it really brought me close to a lot of people. You know, it teaches you how to work with others. It teaches you how to respect others. It teaches you how to, like, discipline yourself. And to me, it's been everything. I mean, when I was growing up in our neighborhood, we'd run around and we'd play football. And then the next minute, you see us in the driveway playing basketball. And then the next minute, somehow we rigged up a tennis net and we're playing tennis in the street. So, I mean, it's something that's always been a part of my life.
Great, great. Tyler, what would you tell, you know, a young kid about following their dreams?
I mean, I know a lot of people say it, but, like, you can't ever get up. I know, or give up. I know a lot of schools were kind of overlooking me for lacrosse playing defense because of my size.
Right.
And even in high school, Spunky, the high school coach never thought I was going to be the player I turned out to be. And then it was kind of nice. My senior year, he recognized that. And he said, you know, this kid's got the biggest heart of anybody you'll ever see. Like, if you give him a task, he'll he'll run through that brick wall for you six times before he says why.
Yeah.
So that's what something else I'd say is, you know,
never give up.
If you're gonna give anything to it, give everything you got. There's no reason to hold back. If you go out on that field and you don't leave it all, then you shouldn't have gone out on that field.
That's right. Well, Tyler, you know, I just mentioned sportsmanship, but what role would you say sportsmanship plays in youth sports?
I think it's huge. A lot of times, just with the sports I've been working with recently, you know, it's been harder for these kids to play because they don't have, you know, some of them don't have the chances to learn the basics in, let's say, like gym class, or they don't really have physical education. So right. Sportsmanship's huge now, especially in recreational fields and, you know, after school programs, just for the fact that that's where kids learn. And if, you know, they're getting beat down by the other kids, they're not going to want to be there. But if the kids have the sportsmanship and they're building each other up, then that's going to get them in, that's going to want them, you know, say, hey, I want to come back. Hey, I want to learn more. Hey, I want to do better at this.
You know, excellent answer, Tyler. Tyler, is there anything else you would like to add?
I wouldn't. I don't know. Is there any more questions you got for me? I'm enjoying this.
Well, good. Well, let me first say congratulations on your new position at the Worcester County Recreation and Parks. How's that going?
It's going well. There's been some bumps getting started with the job, but right. I'm really starting to enjoy it now.
Good, good. Well, but how are you enjoying being home? That'll be my last big question for you. You've been away for 4 years, and I know you probably came home every summer, but you still were away for a long while.
I enjoy being back. You know, it's one of those things where you leave, and a lot of times people say you don't want to come back, but this is one of those places that always hold a special place in your heart. You always want to come back to it, and I'm just fortunate enough that I got a position that will allow me to stay in the area that I grew up in and stay in the area that means a lot to me and my family.
Well, Tyler, I know you had an interest in recreation, you know, while you were in high school, and I want to congratulate you on you know, sticking with what you wanted to do as a professional, going to school for it and coming out, and like you said, getting that opportunity to be in the recreation field. So, like, one more time, congratulations, and I wish you the best of luck in the future.
Thank you. It means a lot coming from him. Honda was my idol.
Well, thank you, Tyler. Tyler, on that note, I guess I'll bring our interview to a close. But first, I want to give some thanks to Atlanta General Hospital. There's episode number 75 of the Hondo Handy podcast has been brought to you by Atlanta General Hospital. AGH has been providing quality health care to the residents of Worcester, Wicomico, and Somerset counties, and Sussex County in Delaware since May of 1993. Atlanta General Health System and its network of more than 40 primary care providers and specialists care for the residents and the visitors throughout the region. For more information at Atlanta General Hospital, find them on the web at atlantagenera.org. Thank you, Tyler. Remember, if you think you can, you can.
Thank you, Honda.
All right, man. Stay safe and keep smiling.
I will.
Bye-bye.